Afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Had a good Thanksgiving. Outstanding opponent Thursday evening. They play very, very hard. They're talented. They have a great returner in Lucky Whitehead, number 13. Outstanding kicker in Dan Bailey. Chris Jones is putting the ball well. They got, I can't say LP's last name, number 91, the long snapper. But he's an outstanding, you know, I think 13-year veteran. So, you know, across the board, they play hard. They have a good coach. They've got good teamers across the board. Like I said, they're going to play hard. So we got our work cut out for us, as usual.
Has there been more, freedom from you to let Jeff just kind of bomb it away a little bit more? Or has he just been so much better?
In fact, I don't want him to bomb away. You know, Jeff's been hitting the ball very, very well, and I wouldn't say his punts were bombs away. I think if he gets a 50-yard punt, it's around 4.7, 4.8 hang time. That's a really good punt. We use that 48 yards, 4.8 second hang time as kind of the gauge. And then, you know, if it's 45, 4.5, if it's 50, closer to 5.0, and he's had several of those. I believe his last punt the other night was a 5.2 hang time. So, you know, he's hitting the ball very, very well. He's confident. We're protecting well. We're covering well. Our gunners are doing a good job. We got to keep that up because, you know, the stretch of returners we got coming up is outstanding.
What's the difference with him? I mean, has he tweaked anything in his form? Or?
His form, his leg swing's very about the same. It's his drop and his approach angles and the things he does with the approach steps, the things that he's worked on since the end of last season. We've kind of worked on it every year, but he's kind of put it all together this year. And, you know, being around Jeff Fiegels for the years I was with him with the Giants, you know, he told me a long time ago that an NFL punter doesn't really hit his stride until year, you know, 5, 6, 7, right in there. And, you know, Jeff would know because I think he punted 18, 19 years in the league. You know, being Jeff, that is his fourth year. He's just starting to hit his stride right now. And you know, obviously punting indoors helps a lot too, you know, no matter what you do. But he is hitting the ball well. I'm happy the way he's punting, and hopefully he'll continue that the rest of the year because, as we've talked about before, it's consistency. That's going to be huge for any specialist, but especially a punter for us. But now we win games and how we approach games and especially the field position battle that we're always in.
Is your punt coverage markedly better, or is it primarily Jeff?
Oh, it's both. I mean, our punt coverage was outstanding a year ago. It's been outstanding other than the one against Arizona. We gave up a 32-yarder, which is the longest return we had given up in over 2 years. So I would hope that it's both. I think our gunners are playing very, very well. We're protecting the launch point like we should for Jeff, give him the time he needs back there. And we have a cover punt. So it's been a combination of the two. Plus, I think he's got 28 inside the 20 punts, too, and still has a net over 41. So he's doing the things we need him to do. We just got to keep it, you know, hopefully he'll keep doing it for us.
Is there a reason other than just that Sherrill's is really good that the punt return seems to take a step back when he's not the guy back there?
Well, you know, this past weekend, or, you know, Thursday, you know, Martin has been punting the ball very well, and he's an outstanding directional punter. So we had a fake reverse setup. We did some other things to try to slow them down a little bit. You know, he just punted the ball well. We need to block better. And I think even Thursday, I'm not sure if we would have had much more even with Marcus out there. But he is obviously our best returner, our best option out there. And, you know, when he's back there, I think we're a little bit better team. But, you know, Adam's doing a good job, and Stefan, when he's healthy, does a good job for us. He's a very explosive player as well.
Close for the first time against Arizona, probably will be the rest of the way. Those four games when they were open, did you notice any? You know,
just smelled some nice fresh air. That's about it. The flags weren't moving. I think anytime you have airflow in a big building like that, it helps a little bit. I don't think it hurts at all, but, you know, it's just nice to have them open, nice cool air, but I think it was a little bit too cold going in, but I don't think it affects the kicking game at all.
Were you a part of the discussions, like, whether to open or close? Did they ask you about sort of the specialists?
No, it's a little bit above my pay grade, yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Have you sent Kai to the stadium again to get some more kicks in?
Yep. He and Jeff went down there yesterday for about an hour and a half, and he probably got about 25 field goals and about 5 or 6 kickoffs, and Jeff had a good probably 25, 30 punts down there. So, and, you know, that's going to help them, both of them, as they keep going the rest of the season. You good? All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.